Third pack of Tzach and Mishnah Aleph. Eilu Ovrim B'Petach. Our Mishnah is going to discuss various things that are Ovrim. Now this Machlek is what this Ovrim means. So Ovrim could either mean that you have to get rid of it because you'll be over the Isser of Baal Yirah. You can't have it in your house, either the righteous or Rabbanon. Others say that you just have to put it away because you're not allowed to eat it. So these things, everybody agrees you're not allowed to eat. And some Rishonim hold that you have to get rid of it also on Pesach. What's the chiddush of these things? There's two lists of things. One list of things are mixtures that they have a certain amount of chametz that's mixed in with a lot of other ingredients. But since even though it's a tiroides chametz, there's still also to have. And the second grouping is things that have flour in them, but they're not readily edible. If you make some type of glue out of it, so it's not poison, but it's not considered regular food. Even so, these things have the status of chametz nuksha, a poor quality chametz, but still considered a chametz. So you know, according to some things, you know, have in your house, and according to others, at least you know, eat it. Eilavim b'pesa, kutok ha-bavli. This is some type of dish from bavli that had breadcrumbs mixed into it. Sheikha modi. This is in modi that had a lot of dates. So the primary ingredient in the beer was a date beer, but it had a certain amount of chametz mixed into it. Obviously, wheat or barley beer is chametz gomel. Chometz ha-doimi. Some type of vinegar from Edom. They also have chametz mixed into it. Zitum ha-mitzri, all these nice Jewish nations have different types of chametz. Yeah, chametz like dips and drinks. Yeah, that's the first grouping. Second grouping is zoymam shel taboim. It's some type of mixture that the painters would use to maybe to smear on the walls. Amilam shel tabochim, also some type of paste that was made. That was used for the bakers, cooks, to seal off the pot. Koilim shel seifrim, it's also something made out of with the flour ingredients that the scribe would use. Yeah. Yeah. Stick the papers together, use a type of glue. These are edible, but they're not classic foods. Rabbi Lezer ime aftach shite noshim, some types of makeups that was made. Which had the chiddush of many rishonim say Rebbe Lezer is that even though it's a combination, it's chametz nuksha, it's not pure chametz nuksha, it's only tiroides of chametz nuksha, even so it's also the kol kosher mimin dogen hareza oivu the petach, anything that has grain mixed into it and becomes chametz, even if it's not chametz gomer, still you have to get rid of it on Pesach. Reil batara ve'ein bohem yishum karei, these things since they are not the classic chametz, there's no Issur Karis, but there is a Lo Yisav Seh. In many opinions, exactly what combinations we're talking about. Therefore, you should ask a Rav, but generally speaking, if you have something even as a Tereves of Chometz, you should get rid of it before Pesach or sell it. And also something that's made out of Chometz, which is edible, just not readily edible, also you have to get rid of it before Pesach. But if you have some ink that was made out of chomet, gasoline that has some ingredients and the like, there's no problem with it, because that's not edible at all. So that was a very nifta from usage as food before Pesach, and that's permitted.